we left off last week discussing certain types of documents and types of letters that are permitted to be written on Chol HaMoed. So we spoke a lot about the Shtar of Eizen the week before. We spoke about the Shtar of Cheshbonos, and we spoke about Shir LaShalom. So basically what it boiled down to is that we have to try to find some of the pre-existing Hetayrim, some things that we're used to from previous Halakhot of Chol HaMoed, such as maybe to Davar Aved. So we spoke about maybe writing Cheshbonos as a Davar Aved, maybe taking notes for Shir as a Davar Aved. Or we spoke about another possible Hetayr of Tzorech HaMoed. The Tzorech HaMoed is limited, that number one has to be Tzorech HaMoed. Number two, it has to be a nice Shehejah. It would be some kind of a fancy calligraphy, a sofa or something that wouldn't fall under the Hetayr of my Shehejah. So, but those are the two basic approaches that we had. So all the different kulas that we found in the Mishnah and the Gemara, you're allowed to write the shtar beis din, you're allowed to write letters, and you're allowed to write your shopping list. All of those things were mutter for one reason or another. The two basic approaches that we had were either tzorech hamoed / tzorech ma'aseh hajov or davar aved. But now we move on to certain situations that arise, which we may have to invoke other types of heterim in terms of a ksiva and chol hamoed. And this is where we begin to discuss the idea of a shinui. Now, if it's not most people would ask them, you're allowed to write a chol hamoed, they would say to you, as long as you write a shinui, everything's mutter. Well, see, as we go on, that's not necessarily the case. Not everything becomes mutter based on a shinui. So where did this idea come from that if you write in an abnormal fashion, that's considered to be permissible? So this sugi really begins on the 7th of the Marmakamos. So if you look at the 7th in the Marmakamos in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tovkuf Mem Hei Sif Hei, so Shulchan Aruch lists off all the different things that you're allowed to write. You're allowed to write the Shtar Kiddushin and the Shtar Beis Din and Prusbols, and why you're rushing to write a Prusbol Chomai Pesach for 6 months and I'm not sure, but whatever it is, all the different Shtars that you're writing that it's Mutter. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes the third line, he quotes three lines from the bottom of the Igros Sheilo Shalom Shalom Shalech Lechaveiro. Rafiul Dvar Pekmatya She'ein Avuda, that Meikur Adin, you're allowed to write Sheilo Shalom, you're allowed to write Stam correspondence, even if the correspondence is not necessarily a Dover Ovid related correspondence, that would also be Mutar. Then the Ramah writes, V'yesh Ostrim de Sheilo Shalom, that there are some who say that one is not permitted to write Sheilo Shalom, one is not permitted to write just Stam letters. We spoke about this last week. So now the Ramah concludes, V'nogu l'hachmir, afilu b'ksiva shlana shi ksiva mashita. So says the Ramah that the minig is l'hachmir not to write letters on Chol HaMoed, even if the writing is going to be in what we call a ksav mashita, which means basically script. It means not regular block letters, not like the classic savashuri that a Sefer Torah would be written in, but something closer to a script type of a letter, even that would be a problem. So we have to analyze what this Ramah is talking about, and we have to see what he's driving at when he says a filu ksav mashita. So the Mishnah Berurah is quick to point out that what is the source for this idea of the Yesh Omrim, Yesh Osrim, what is the lumdus? Why there is some who prohibit writing She'el HaShalom on Chol HaMoed. After all, L'chora, it should be Tzorech HaMoed. The person wants to send a letter, the other person is going to get the letter, he's going to be happy. So L'chora, that should be a Tzorech HaMoed. So if you take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Beis, Mishnah Berurah writes V'yesh Osrin, Ta'amam D'chol K'siva Ma'ase Umarhu. The reason why there was some Rishonim, we pointed out Rashi from last week, there's some Rishonim who held one is not permitted to just stam write letters on Chol HaMoed, is not because we're saying letters aren't a tzorech. Letters are a tzorech. It's wonderful to get a nice postcard from the guy saying went away from Pesach, a beautiful postcard where he went to. So that's beautiful, that's wonderful, that's a tzorech HaMoed, but it's still going to be problematic because maybe writing is considered to be a ma'ase uman. So what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, based on this Ramah, is that the source of the issue of whether you're allowed to write regular letters of correspondence or not ultimately boils down to a fundamental question: how do we view Ma'aseh Uman? Is regular writing considered to be Ma'aseh Uman or not? So the first day of the Shulchan Aruch, most of the Rishonim from last week were of the opinion that regular writing, a guy scribbles and writes, that's not Ma'aseh Uman. It's a Ma'aseh Hedyo. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry can write a letter. So that's only labeled as a Ma'aseh Hedyo. If that's only labeled as a Ma'aseh Hedyo, then we could fall back on Tzorech HaMoed. Ma'aseh Hedyo, Tzorech HaMoed, of course, becomes mutter, as we said many times. The second opinion, the Rishonim, the Yesh Osrim, those Rishonim will learn Igros Rishus, as not referring to letters, but rather to government documents, because you're afraid you're going to get thrown to jail if you don't answer the government's letter. But stop to write a regular letter to a friend would be a problem. Why is it a problem? What's the lumdus that it's a problem? So the Shabur is telling us, because this opinion maintains that writing is considered to be a Ma'aseh Uman. So how do we pass in the Shah? Do we pass in that regular writing is a Ma'aseh Hedyo, like the first day in Shulchan Aruch? Or do we postulate the Yesh Omer in the Ramah that regular writing is called the Maisa Uman? So comes the Mishnah Berurah, continues on Lamed Hei. V'nagu l'chachme l'shanos. You have to add that word l'shanos into the Ramah. That word is missing in the Ramah. That the minhag is that we do a shinoi. When we write regular writing, a regular letter on Chol HaMoed, so we don't go as far as the Shulchan Aruch to permit it totally. On the other hand, we don't answer it entirely. What we do is we do a derech shinoi. What do we accomplish by doing a derech shinoi?
Okay.
Oh, so we've already seen this yourself before, that whenever you have a maisa uman, remember we spoke about the tail that wants to fix your suit on Chol HaMoed. So if you're a regular guy, you want to do some cheap kind of a stitching that any Tom Tiganari can do, that's a maisa hedja, tzor chamoed is muta. But if you want to bring it to a professional tailor, so the Mishnah says you can't do that, ha'uman is not toifa kedarko, ha'hedyo toifa kedarko, ha'uman makliv. You have to ask the professional tailor to do it in an abnormal fashion, do it with a funny kind of a stitch. What does that accomplish? When an uman does something in an abnormal fashion, that's transformed to become a nice hedyot, and therefore it's a chamoed is mutar. So that's what the Ramah is saying here also.
What is the basic it's a
nice hedyot? Oh, we're going to see. Okay, so we'll talk about that a little bit later. When we talk about taking pictures, we'll see. We may come back to what this machlokes
is. Is this commission for
like,
is that the
Gersa
of the Ramah?
Yeah, I think it's based on the Dakimosh. I think it's just the word was missing in the Ramah. I think that's what the Ramah says. So what is the Ramah, what is the Mishnah Berurah telling us now? That yes, l'chayshesh, that writing is a Maisa Uman. But just as any other Maisa Uman, if you do it, it becomes labeled as a Maisa Hedyot, and therefore the Tzorech HaMoed becomes Mutar. Who are they not be writing is labeled as the same thing. So now the Mishnah Berurah just qualifies this. So what is the shinui that the Ramah is referring to? It says you write at an angle. You write instead of writing straight lines, you write a little bit at an angle. The after mivur b'siv zayin, the chola also lichtov also afilu b'shinui. Imlo she osios chatuchos ashvuros b'emso ison. But the Mishnah Berurah refers you back where the Shulchan Aruch said that in a situation where it's mutter, where it's also to write, just writing at an angle doesn't help. So you have to mamish break the letters up. We'll talk about that in a moment, what that means, broken letters. So how come over here we're very lenient and we let you write just at an angle? So the Mishmur, the answer is very simple. The Kamokom came in Shemidina Mutalikhtavi Gerek Shalom below Shinui, Kimoshikaz Rabbi Yosef, El Shinogulas, El Dai Bishinui Zeh. If you have a kind of a writing that's mamish osamikradin, let's say a cipher writing or a professional calligrapher writing, which is a maisa uman mamish l'choladeyas, and that would really be osamikradin l'cholamoid. So to have the calligrapher just write a little bit at an angle, that's not going to help. That's not a shinoi. A real bona fide shinoi. That's not a shinoi. But shenke, regular writing, just stop to write your postcard, which meikradin is really mutter, because meikradin we postulate the first day in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's called regular writing, it's called the Maaseh Hedyot. Although we want to be machmir for that shita, that write, regular writing, thumb writing is a Maaseh Uman. So a dai bekach to make a little bit of a shinui. That's the pshar of the Mishnah Berurah. That's what the Minhag Olam is today. That whenever we have any kind of a writing that's a little bit questionable, a little bit shaky, and we can't invoke Davar Aved, the only hetzer we can come up with is a Maaseh Hedyot L'tzorech HaMoed. So we're going to insist that to write on a slant, to write in a little bit of an abnormal fashion, so that, let's say, Shadei Machmirim, that maybe that's considered to be sufficient. But what we saw in passing, in this Ramon, this Mishnah Berurah, were two other things that were alluded to. One was the issue of writing in script, in Ksav Mashita, not actual Ksav Ashuris. That was one issue that was raised. And then we saw in passing in the Mishnah Berurah the idea of letters that are broken. If you have somehow split letters, that's considered to be a better form of writing, a more permissible form of writing on Chol HaMoed. So where does all this come from? What is that all about? So let's take a look back to the ninth in the Ramah Kavos. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Mem Hei, Osei, quotes the following. Kosu b'sefer told us Adam Mechava. The Sefer told us Adam Mechava is written by Rabbeinu Yerucham. He called the Sefer, Rabbeinu Yerucham was the Talmud of the Rush. They wrote a Sefer called Rabbeinu Yerucham, and he broke it into two parts. One was first half was called Toldos Adam, second half was called Toldos Chava. So when you write a Sefer, you have to dedicate it to your parents. I guess everyone eventually goes back to Adam Mechava, so he dedicated the Sefer to Adam Mechava. So Rabbi Yerucham writes, "Besof Nesiv Dalad." He writes the following: "Kaloshen Hazem Atzasi BeGilyon." He found in a sefer somewhere, "Shemati Rabbi Netam Lichta B'Chol HaMoed B'Ksivas Maskit Sheiksiva Daka B'Lo Shinui." So Rabbi Netam is quoted as saying that one is permitted to write on Chol HaMoed with a ksiva daka. Ksiva daka is referring basically to kind of a script type of a writing, not ksav ashur. It's not the big bold letter that we're used to from the Sefer Torah. It says, and you're even allowed to do that below shinui. You detect the gomer, so you get the impression from this quote of Rabbi Nitzan that it's totally mutter to write in script on Chol HaMoed. Under all circumstances, you don't need a Tzarech HaMoed, and you don't need a Dovra Avvei, you don't need anything. So what? My high, where did that come from? What kind of clue is that? So says Rabbi Nitzan, Sherei lo nitna besinai raksiv agasa. Says Rabbi Nitzan, the only ksav that the Torah recognizes is ksiva, is ksiva gasa. Ksiva gasa means the thick letters, namely what we call ksiva shuris, what we call sefer Torah print. Ksiva sefer Torah, sefer mezuzos, that's the only ksiva that the Torah recognizes. Kini amrida b'tikon sofrim uchsavtam ksiva tama ba'inan dainu gasa ad kamashana. Because the Gemara says in the sefer Shabbos, when you write sefer Torah, sefer mezuzos, uchsavtam amezuz b'secha v'isharecha, the word uchsavtam teaches us that has to be a ksiva tama, it has to be a perfect whole ksiva. So Rabbi Natan is learning that a perfect whole ksiva means it has to be the block letters of ksav ashuris that we're familiar with. Let's say a person we want to write, let's say, Torah Tefillah Mezuzah, he'll write the Lashon HaKodesh, he'll write Hebrew, but he'll write script letters, he'll write letters which are not the official formal Tzuras HaOsios of the block letters of ksav ashuris. So Rabbi Natan says that's not called the ksiva tama, that wouldn't be acceptable to say Torah Tefillah Mezuzah. And therefore he says, not only is it not considered to be a ksiva for the purposes of Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos, but it's, apparently it's not a ksiva in Kol HaTorah Kula also. It's not considered to be a ma'aseh ksiva, and therefore in Chol HaMoed, with the halacha of Rabbi's writing, that's not considered to be writing. That's quite a jump there, Rabbi Thompson.
Is there any rochel that we had by the shiur on writing?
Okay, we're gonna get to this. So you're very good. It's connected to this. Very good. We'll talk about it in a moment, hopefully. So again, so Rabbi Natan took this Gemara uchsavtam ksiva tama, and Rabbi Natan said the following: what does ksiva tama mean? Ksiva tama means block letters. It's mamish ksav ashuris, real thick letters like we know from the Sefer Torah. And that was assumption number one, that that's what ksiva tama means. And then assumption number two is, if it doesn't meet the criteria for ksiva for Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos, then it doesn't meet the criteria for ksiva to other areas of halacha, such as writing in Chol HaMoed, and therefore, put two and two together, writing in Chol HaMoed in script would be mutar l'chatchila shel l'chatchila, says Rabbi Natan, even without a heter of Tzarech HaMoed, with Tzarech Ba'is HaHegyelt, with Davar Avah, you don't need all the kulas. All the kulas are necessary when you're talking about writing in ksav ashuris, you're talking about writing in script, everything is mutar. So the Emes says that, this Rabbi Natan is very, very questionable on many, many grounds. So if you take a look, the Beis Yosef continues quoting for Rabbeinu, and he says, V'chein kosev ha'achlas chayim. So Beis Yosef says that this chiddush that Rabbeinu Yerucham is calling the name Rabbi Natan is also quoted in the Sefer Achlas Chayim, which is one of the Rishonim. Question exactly who it was. It's usually assumed that's Rabbeinu Osher Milunil, one of the Chach Milunil from Provence, who wrote the Sefer Achlas Chayim. So he also quotes this Rabbeinu Tam. So says the Beis Yosef four words about this Rabbeinu Tam, the aims at Borer Be'enai. He says, I'm not sure what he's talking about. That's what he says. I'm not so convinced that he's right, but that's what's quoted in the tradition in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. I don't think we have this Rabbeinu Tam quoted in a Tosus anywhere, to the best of my knowledge, that this is Tosus, I caught the Mimic reference, but I don't remember, but it's quoted the Feirish by the Rabbeinu Yerucham and in the Achas Chaim, it's quoted by the Beis Yosef. Why is it aims at Borer Be'enai? What is the Beis Yosef's hesitation about this Rabbeinu Tam? So there are many, many hesitations about Rabbeinu Tam. So first of all, the Gemara that says Uchsavtam Ksiva Tama for Inan, so if you look at that Gemara does not say that has anything to do with Ksav Ashuris. The Gemara doesn't say that has anything to do with block print versus script versus Ksiva Daka versus Meshita. The Gemara there happens to be talking about something totally different. The Gemara says when you write, if it's Torah Tefillah Mezuzos, you have to make sure that each letter is clear, that it doesn't resemble another letter. Let's say you have a Vav and you write the Vav a little bit too short, so now it may look like a Yud. Or you have a Zayin, you write a little bit too long, it looks like an Unsofis. You have a Beis, and you don't square it off on top, it's going to look like a Chaf. So the Gemara says, Uchsavtam Ksiva Tama, that if any Shlotidna Eis L'chavrit, if any letter looks like another letter, so then the Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos are absolutely possible. That's, of course, the source, what we do all the time. When we have a Shana Sefer Torah, so you can't just let it go, you have to be ascertained whether it's a Vav or a Tziyut. So there's a Shia, the Gemara says, the way to ascertain whether it's called the Vav or Yud is you have to ask a Tinoch, you have to ask a young child. So if you ask an adult. The adult knows what you want to say, so he's gonna give you a biased answer. If you ask a 2-year-old, doesn't know how to read, so he's not gonna know what to say. So you have to ask a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, a child who's below chokim, below tipesh, someone who's not so smart and not so he's a good student. He's a B student. He's not an A plus, Aleph plus plus, but he's not failing first grade, so he knows how to read a little bit, but he's not so great. That's the kind of child that you have to ask. I remember when I was a child, when I was probably about 6 or 7 years old, so my parents got a call from the Rav who lived across the street from my parents' house, that there was a get that was taking place in his shul. So they called me, can I please come over, they need me for the get. Because I wasn't exactly sure what a get was, but it sounded like an exciting, not the average run-of-the-mill activity for a first grader. So they needed me. There was a shiloh, there was a suffix on a letter that was one of the letters that was written on a get. So the Rishonim write the same way that on the Sefer Torah 12 Mezuzos, the Gemara says that you check with the Tinas L'chok L'tipesh. So the poskim say on a get also. If you have any latest or suffix about a letter of a get, sometimes otherwise you have to start writing the whole get over, you have to get another hour. So the poskim say you can just call on the child. If the child reads the letter properly, then you can assume that the letter is in fact correct. So that was my chutz that day. So I don't remember what the letter was. I don't remember anything about it. But all I remember is that there was a little bit of a sigh of relief. Everybody smiled after I said what I said. I assume I must have given the right answer. Anyway, so getting back to the story. So the Gemara Uchsavtam Ksivatama is not talking at all about block print versus script. It's talking about the letters that don't resemble one another. The Rishonim in the second Gittin, Tzadis and Gittin, Daf Chaf. I don't know if we'll get to it this year. We're only in Daf we are, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet. We have a long way to go to Daf Chaf. Even if we skip, like I did in Shia, we still probably get to Daf Chaf. But Tzadis and Daf Chaf from Beis and Gittin says that there's another halacha that's learned out from Uchsavtam Ksivatama, and that is the fact that each letter has to be what's called Mukefes Gvil, that you're not allowed to have two letters that touch each other in the same Torah. We'll know that. If you have two letters that touch in the Sefer Torah, that's possible, you have to fix it. When Tefillin and Mezuzah, that's a serious problem if you have letters that touch one another. So the Gemara never explains where that comes from. The Gemara says in Menachas, Daf Chavtaz, that Kol El O She'er Mukefes Gvil, Zerei Zepsula, and it's Ma'akev the whole Tefillin and Mezuzah. Everything is possible in the Ra'is. It's clear from the Gemara that it is the Din in the Ra'is, that you require each letter to be surrounded by cloth to Mukefes Gvil, rather than to touch one another. So the Gemara never says where it comes from. So Taisus and Kitten Daf Chaf guesses it must come from Uchsavtam, Ksivatama. That must be the mock of its din. Just the Gemara says that each letter has to be perfect, that it cannot look like another letter. So too, each letter has to be perfect, that it has to be its own letter, it can't touch another letter. If two letters that touch, so that's the Chisaron and Ksivatama. Based on that, the Taisus goes on to suggest that din doesn't apply to a get. That Ksivatama was exerced at Kosav and Huchas, Sefer Tefillin and Mezuzos. It's not a definition of the letter itself. That means if you have an aleph that it looks like an aleph, it just happens by a small drop to be touching a beis. If it's touching another letter and it's a mush, it's one big blob, you can't read it. And it's not called ksiva, so that's not good for a get also. But if it's basically legible, it's just that it's a very, very minor touching of another letter, so then by get, meikra din would be acceptable because the whole chisaron is a chisaron of ksiva tama. Again, so we know what ksivatama means. Ksivatama means each letter has to be clear that what the letter is. It cannot be confused with another letter. Maybe ksivatama teaches us the din of gvil. So Rabbi Natan is telling us an unbelievable chiddush that ksivatama also teaches us that it has to be a fat writing, it has to be a thick writing, it has to be a ksivagasa, in contrast to just a scribbly kind of a writing, which is like our script. So Rabbi Natan is a chiddush, number one, in terms of his understanding of ksivatama. But it's an even greater chiddush because he's carrying over the halachas of ksivatama to other areas of halacha as well, to chol hamoed, maybe to gittin. There are some rishonim who say that you're not allowed to write a get in script; it would have to be written in savashuris. That's what Aminig is to write a get in savashuris. This is a big machlekes of rishonim. There were some rishonim who said you should dafka not write a get in savashuris. The Rimagash, the Rambam's father's rebbe, said that it's not right to write a get in savashuris and say the Torah of print because it's a bizayin to savashuri. Savashuri you reserve for dvarim shel kedusha, for a sefer Torah, for tefillah, for mezuzos, for megillas. Stop to write your own document in savashuri is not right. So it's better to write a get dafka in script. And other Rishonim said, forget it, if you write a get in script, the Shavuot is kosher or not, because it's not called a ksiva, like Rabbeinu Tam, it's not called a ksiva tama. So this Rabbeinu Tam is very mechudesh dik on many, many different levels, that he is assuming ksiva tama disqualifies script, and then he's assuming the din of ksiva tama carries over to other areas of halacha out of Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzos.
According to Taisus, that you don't need mukefes gvil and a get. So why is it that block lettering is taka pasul for
why is block letters?
Why is it makake? I mean, why is makake in a sefer Torah?
In a sefer Torah? No. So where did that come from? That idea that block letters have to be
because they don't need sefer Torah.
No, no,
that's not the definition of sefer Torah.
I mean, according to the other days, it's those who never said that that's called, who in a chenami. Who says that script is puzzle? Who says that it is puzzle?
Is that the halacha
in a sefer Torah? So it could be that it's puzzle for different reasons. It could be that there was nimsa misinai at certain suras haos. So an aleph has to look like an aleph. A beis has to look like a beis. So you make it in a funny way. It's not the some sort of achranim of a loshen. Kol osha aim b'tzurasa k'moshen nimsa misinai. So that's not called an osh. It's not called the beis. That's called the Torah says you have to write bereshis. So I made up another letter that's gonna that I know by looking at it. I recall the osh beis. That's not a beis. So let's say if I write a b. So everybody knows you pronounce B like a base, but it's not a base. So if I write a script base, so that's not a base. The base, tourist base, it was given the measure base. It was a square base, not a script base.
But it still comes down to the same differential, those shuras versus script.
Yeah, in Achanami, right. But that's not what the drasha of Ksiva Tama is referring to. That's a separate aloha that it also has to be like it was Nimsu Misina. So again, so this, what interests us more about the Shabbat Tam is this application of Cholamoy. So in one fell swoop, and someone's a Kabbalah Kekula, and the Tam said, no problem, you can write in scripts, you can write in script, Tetagom and Cholamoy, there's no problem whatsoever to write in script. L'chora, there's a corollary of this Rabbeinu Tam. If you can write in script on Chol HaMoed, Het Begomor, so then for sure you can write in other languages. For sure you can write in other scripts. Other scripts go away. You can write in English, you can write in with them in Arabic letters, any letters that you want. Because according to Rabbeinu Tam, we derive from Hilchos Sefer Torah, Uchsaftam, there's a specific Tzuras Ha'os, and it's like Sivet Tamba, and only a block print of Sefer Shuris. And Rabbeinu Tam is equating writing on Chol HaMoed with writing for Sefer Torah, it's full of mezuzahs. Then Kavachomer, Menosha Kavachomer. If you have English, you can't write a Sefer Torah in English. So just as you can't write a Sefer Torah in English, you would be permitted to write in English on Chol HaMoed. That would be quite a chiddush. That would be a kavach and kulach on Rabbeinu Tam. So the only problem is that we most probably do not pasuk unless you're a bit of Tam. How do we know we don't pasuk for a bit of Tam? So we saw before that there are more quotes that when there are more asr in Tavkuf Mem Hesef Hey, my Malkum number 7, where there are more asr to write regular letters of correspondence, so there are more writes, but Nagul HaHachmer, Filu B'Ksiva Shalano, Shei K'Siva Meshita. It means that we would never be making on Ksav Meshita. We don't, Ksav Meshita is a script. We wouldn't just quote Rabbeinu Tam. There are more coming LaFukir Rabbeinu Tam. We don't follow this Rabbeinu Tam. We hold that writing in script is a problem. So if we hold that writing in script is a problem, L'chor English is like script. The common denominator between English and Hebrew script is that neither one of them is Ksav Ashurius. Why is it that we don't accept the Rabbeinu Tam? So l'chora, the reason why we cannot possibly accept the Rabbeinu Tam, because as you said correctly, Rabbeinu Tam is seems to be part of a Rabbeinu Tam seems to be part of a whole theory that we spoke about in Hilchos Shabbos in the Ksivas
Sugya.
Oh, we spoke about the Eretz Yisrael, right? We spoke about it in Shabbos Shirim months ago. Shabbos Shirim was already years ago.
Eretz Yisrael buying the land in Eretz Yisrael.
Oh, so we spoke about it on Wednesday night here, right? Right. That there was one opinion of the Rishon that maintains that the only writing that is recognized by the Torah in Chol Dinei HaTorah is Ksav Ashuris. Only the official Sefer Torah, Tzilul Mezuzah, print, the letters, that's the only Ksiva that's accepted. If you write in English, that's not considered to be writing on Shabbos. If you write in other languages, you can't write again in other Ksavim. There was some Mishnah who held this way. This was generally known as the Shita to Or Zarua. Zarua was the one who publicized this Shita. And the Ramah of the Shabbos quotes it, at least to some degree, at least the Chumrah maybe, the Ramah alludes to the Shita of the Or Zarua. So the Chora in Hilchos Shabbos, we don't accept this. There was a long bri'alacha we spoke about many times. There's a long bri'alacha in Siman Shin Mem that says, we don't accept this as a rule. We pass it like the Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Kaisa B'chol Lashon Chayev. So B'chol Lashon sounds like all languages, all Ksavim, and no answers in Bach. So any kind of writing is also in a Torah and Shabbos. We hold that there is no ironclad equation between Ksiva Sefer Torah, Tzvil Mezuzos, and other Ksivas in Halacha. Even though it's not called a Kashra Sefer Torah, but you're still Chayev for writing in Shabbos. So if you undermine that equation, so then the Chari undermining Rabbeinu Tam as well. The Benetamenuchos Cholamoed, who's saying that, writing in script, that's freebie, heptagomor, nothing to discuss, writing in script, no matter what, it's heptagomor. So lechora, if you don't accept the Arzarua in Hukhas Shabbos, and you don't accept the Arzarua in Hukhas Gittin, if we who paskin Amikra Dini could write again in English, Amikra Dini Chaya for writing on Shabbos in the Torah, so then we can't turn around Hukhas Cholamoed and be Meikil, we can't turn around and say, oh, writing in script in English is not considered to be writing. So lechora, we cannot possibly accept this Shabbos Tam. So if you take a look at the 11th of the Marmikomos, that even though we don't accept the Rabbeinu Tam, Me'ikra Din, we don't accept this idea that script is not considered to be a ksav altogether, but the Mishnah Berurah alludes to the following. In Tavkuf Memei Sefhei, in Marmikom 11, the Halacha says, Afilu b'ksiv v'shalash k'siv m'shita, Ayy Mishnah Berurah, V'nei altalin in Shabbos, Kaim alon diakosim b'chol ksav aloshim shokul u'machayav, why should these scripts be worse than English? So Rech Lomer, one could argue, So says the Mishnah Berurah, one could still salvage Rabbeinu Tam b'lav v'tameh. Rabbeinu Tam said that non-ksav ashuris script in English are not ksav b'chol. It's not kosef for gittin, it's not kosef for shabbos, it's not kosef for sefer Torah, it's not kosef for cholamot, it's not called kosef b'chol, it's just scribbles. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, we don't pass like that. We pass in Hilchos Shabbos, ksav, writing in English is also min haTorah. But maybe we could say, even though it's writing, but it's by definition called the Maaseh Hedyot, that maybe only Maaseh Uman is limited only to Sefer Torah kind of a script. But other kinds of very light kind of writing, such a script, maybe that's considered to be a Maaseh Hedyot. Now Maaseh Hedyot is not Hetengomer and Cholamoid, but it's more Mutter than Maaseh Uman, because it would be Mutter if it's a Tzarech HaMoid. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, even that we're not sure. But Sefer Mork, see a Marech being in Zeh, quotes Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, who says it's not true. V'day Tashesh Lahak, V'gav Mishita, Koparim, V'ksav Yedei Sofer, Chmosh No Lios Letzibur Lavla, No Miyucha, Mksivaseim, Shemaisa Umot, V'fikach Nochon Shlo Yichtov Ksiva, No Be'ezik Ksav Aloshen, Shu Bein B'mishita, Bein Ksav Akom, Ki Akol Ksavu L'chol Uma, Ki Chsova V'chilashona. A little quote from him, a little paraphrase from the Gilas Esther. So he says that, Kolzer Yaakov Emdin, who says that just time to say that script is not a Maisa Uman, make a day say, it depends on the script's written. If it's written, Mamish is a scribble on a shopping list or something, so maybe that's called a Maisa Hedyo. But you can have a beautiful invitation that's written in script, you can have a document that's written in script, you can have a document written in English. So just because it's not official to have a shuris to automatically say that it's Maisa Hedyo is a little bit shaky. So the Chora, what we're seeing developing in front of us is there are really two different svaras to be mechalik between, say, Torah letters and regular Hebrew writing that we write casually. Either Rabbi Natan's pshat that up din, it's not considered to be writing altogether, therefore for sure it's mutter, or even if you don't accept Rabbi Natan, maybe it's mutter because it's a Maaseh Hedyot, and a Maaseh Hedyot with Tzarech HaMoed is also mutter. So the emphasis is that both of them are shvach, both of them are very, very shver. To say that it's not called ksav, we don't pass like that in Hilchos Shabbos. We don't pass that way in Hilchos Gittin. To say that it's called a Maaseh Hedyot, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin is right. It's called a Maaseh Hedyot. It depends on what's written. If it's written nicely, then it's a Maaseh Uman. If it's not written nicely, then it's a Maaseh Hedyot.
Well, you said, this is a problem of Maaseh Hedyot, like you said, that every person can do it. Every person can write
The question is, it's true, but not in a nice, in a fancy way. So that lechorah should depend. If I'm writing my shopping list, everybody can write a shopping list. But if I'm writing a nice writing a diploma or something, and I'm writing something in a nice, some people write in wedding invitations and scripts. So that kind of a writing list, but maybe most people can do.
No, but didn't we have before this, the one set of sauce, the set of sauce.
The Ramah. So we didn't yet explain that Ramah. The Ramah seems to say that all writing is considered to be a Maaseh Uman by definition. We didn't get to that yet. We still have a while to go to that. If I get to that next week. So at the end of the day, what do we do about all this writing? So says the Mishnah Berurah at the very end, says there are a lot of people who are very maker. They just write script all the time. They don't ask any questions. They have a Rabbeinu Tam, they have others. Because Malcolm told the Chush the Dvarav, in Lola Surah Godel, who were proud of the Indian Prakvata She'ena Avuda. So he says that the emphasis that Hashem. It's not such a davar aved. V'vade nochal lemayit lichtav odo zeh b'chalamoyt kol mashi yuchol. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, that really the correct thing to do is not really to be writing in chalamoyt. We should not take the attitude that writing is a freebie in chalamoyt. We should not take the attitude that bashmet English, bashmet script, everything is mutter. No. The attitude should be that all writing is also until proven mutter. You know, we always say in halacha that everything is mutter until proven also. Here in writing chalamoyt, we should take the other approach. All writing is also chalamoyt until proven mutter. When is it proven mutter? What's the heter? If it's Letzorech HaMoed, so we're a little bit nervous that maybe regular English, regular script is still maybe a Chashash in Ma'aseh Uman. So that's where the Ramos Minute comes in from the beginning of the Shiur. And if it's just Letzorech HaMoed, you're writing a shopping list of something in Chol HaMoed, so then I would recommend to write it in a slam. Then you write it Derech Shinoi, because the writing Derech Shinoi for sure is Mafkir the Shem Ma'aseh Uman. From no Uman in a million years would ever write Derech Shinoi. So if you have some kind of a Letzorech HaMoed, then I would permit you to, Mishabu would permit you to write it with a shina. So at the end of the day, stam writing in chalamoid should clearly be avoided. Even in English script, anything, stam writing for no reason should clearly be avoided. Dabra Aved for sure is mutter. Even if it's a maizum, Dabra Aved is mutter. If it's not a Dabra Aved, it's just a tzorech hamoed, so then tzorech hamoed we can be a little bit more lenient on. And lechetchila, we should try to write it with a shina, to be chayshish for that the minority opinion of the Ramah, that maybe regular writing is considered to be a maizum. So bless him next week.
Huh? If you write, like, take some notes during
your shiur, that we said that's a davar aved. So that mikudin, you don't even need a shiur. Mikudin, that would be mutter. Mashiachayish is that Torah is not a davar aved, but we pass it against that. So hopefully in Mishnah next week, we'll finish up just a little bit more about some of the writing issues. Then there's then a very common application of some of the shiurs, taking pictures of Chol HaMoed. What's the story of taking pictures or developing film of Chol HaMoed? So those people still develop. It's a lost art already, developing a film.
Well, that would be because of the gather of writing.
Oh, so that's what we're talking about. Hopefully Mishnah next week, how this applies to taking pictures, regular pictures, digital pictures. That all plays out with mice. Right, computer. Well, all these things. Yeah. Next week we'll try to sum up. I think we've been on the subject of writing already for about 2 months. The problem is there's nothing left really because 12 or 13 aren't really printed out. 12 or 13 are just normal commas. So that's what we're going to talk about. Next week.